I actually have a family secret to share tonight as well. And actually goes back about, I think, a year and a half to a night when my wife Valerie and I went to see Caleb Stein and the Brakemen at the waterfront in Fells Point. My wife Valerie worked with Caleb at Kennedy Krieger, and over the time we had come to be fans of his music. So we were there that night and enjoying the show. I also happened to run into a friend who I hadn't seen in about 10 years. And I caught up with that friend and we chatted, and before we parted, she gave me her card. And I still have that card today. And a couple of days passed and I pulled the card out and I went online and I checked out this website that was printed on the bottom of the card. And it's www.stoopstorytelling.com. It's actually Laura Wexler's card. So I was checking out the site. I showed Val the site, and we both were like, this sounds really cool. This is, you know, something we want to check out. We already know the house band's great. The shows are at the Patterson. We live in Canton. Perfect fit. This is something we're definitely going to do. But we never actually went. Months passed, shows came and went, and we were never in attendance. Why? I can't tell you why. But finally, 1 month came along, and we said, you know what? We've talked about it. Let's go. Let's check this thing out. So it was set. I was going to buy tickets, and we were going to go, and we were going to listen to some stories at the Patterson Theater. Except this happened to be September of 2007, and I learned that Stoop is no longer at the Patterson. It's grown because of its popularity, and it's moved on to bigger things, center stage. So Val and I were going to go and be a part of that night. Little did we know how much of a part we were going to be. Well, I heard the different stories, and as I said, I believe was Karen posed a question, could an object be cursed? At which point she threw the ring at my wife. Now, it was immediately apparent that Val wanted nothing to do with this ring because she jumped out of her seat to get out of the path of the ring. The ring had other plans. It proceeded to land squarely in Val's vacant seat. So there, Val was the new ring bearer. And she was not happy. She did not want to accept the forced responsibility that came with the ring. And the idea of getting up on stage in front of people, that just wasn't going to happen. So we left, we went home, Val took the ring, put it into a drawer, closed the drawer, to forget about it till the end of time. Well, the ring wasn't quite as agreeable because, as I mentioned, Val knows Caleb through Kennedy Krieger. And apparently there were several Kennedy folks in the audience that night. And pretty soon, word of the ring started spreading amongst Val's coworkers. So much so that one coworker gave her a nickname, Frodo. So, you know, people were laughing and teasing, but still Val thought, if I ignore it, it'll go away. And the ring again was persistent, and Val was wrong. Because not long after, Val went to a party, overheard a conversation among strangers about this Stoop thing, and this ring, and flying into an audience, and now where's the ring? Someone has the ring. So at this point, I think she maybe left the party, I don't know. But you know, the ring was starting to be really persistent. We're starting to hear through third parties that You know, there was a plea for information about the ring's whereabouts. And, you know, so it's starting to get big. So much so that just this month, somehow Val was talked into getting a subscription to the Sunday Sun. And I happened to have the art section from the first issue that she received. And the ring somehow made itself the bookends of the headline. Now at this point, I'm thinking, you know, this jig is up. You're not going to get away from this. Now, I will admit that this whole time I found it rather amusing, and I probably teased her a bit, but at the same time, I also realized that I was really starting to stress her out. So I reluctantly said that if she would turn herself in, I would come on stage and tell the story. Well, she actually didn't get a chance to turn herself in before the authorities tracked her down. Apparently, Jessica here is an autism specialist with connections inside Kennedy Krieger. And one of those connections ratted my wife out. So she received an email at work, and here I stand. So, what does it all mean? Why did that series of events happen? Is this ring truly cursed? I don't know the answers to that. But I do know that symbols can take on any life or meaning that we project upon them. Whether it's a relic from a failed marriage or object that curses your love life, or just a little secret that you tuck back into a dark corner and want to forget about forever. But tonight I'd like to change the meaning of the ring. And tonight I wanted to represent a person facing one of his greatest fears so that the person he loves didn't have to. Val, that's about all it is for Valentine's Day. That's it. But anyway, I think now I'm supposed to throw this out into the audience. Now, if you have no desire to be in this position, maybe you should step outside. But I'm going to toss it off. Good night.